this your boy.
You started off.
This him.
This him.
This is him.
I'm him.
I'm him. It me.
It me.
It me. This your boy Chizzy Chad coming again to you live. I know y'all missing, nigga.
Nigga, we've been gone. It feel like we've been gone a long time.
It's been 2 weeks, baby. And I miss y'all. I ain't miss this shit, though. This shit stressful.
This shit is work.
Yeah, it's work.
This is a part-time job that don't pay shit.
Yeah.
It do when y'all buy this merchandise. Yeah. Like, I'm still sitting on too many shot glasses.
Y'all share this shit to Joe Budden. I want podcast beef with Joe Budden.
No, we got let's go with T.I. first. T.I. makes me angry.
Nah, I feel like T.I. like literally fucked me up. Like I can beat Joe Budden up.
You can beat T.I. up.
I don't know.
He's the same size as Derek. Only
what's making you backtrack now? Like 3 pounds. Weeks ago, you said T.I.
No, because the thing is, so we want to go to the Rock Nation brunch. Well, yeah, T.I. is a little connected to that. Joe Budden ain't. Joe Budden ain't important enough to go to the Rock Nation brunch.
Expeditiously.
But you don't even like Beyonce, so.
Apologize.
Hey, look, speaking of which, I would like to, apologize to the greatest entertainer to ever live.
Beyonce. Michael Jackson.
No, Beyonce knows. Fuck Michael Jackson.
See, that's why we ain't going for that either.
Yeah.
Anyway, Beyonce, I swear I didn't mean anything. I was just trying to get people to watch us, listen to us.
So you gonna buzz for the Beehive?
But seriously, I apologize.
No, we can't.
I went back and listened to Crazy in Love the other day, and it really made me realize like she is amazing.
Colin Kaepernick, this is bigger than you.
just making it.
Throw that out there.
You get his fro, and now you don't want to like.
You don't want to ride with him.
It's bigger than the noobs.
It's bigger than the noobs.
Lord,
nah, but seriously, I apologize, Beyonce. Just invite us to the Ryan Nation brunch next year. If the baby can go, we can go.
I feel like
he's the most ignorant nigga I know.
That's accurate. With 2K,
he's gonna fuck his bitch. I just knew he was gonna get bodied out there. He said, if I don't win a Grammy, I'm walking off with your bitch.
He told who that?
The cop at the Grammy.
Word.
On the red carpet.
He didn't win shit.
Cop looked at him like, nigga, you want all these cameras?
Roger King. I hear you with a nice dude.
Roger King.
Nah, but seriously, Beyonce, I apologize.
Oh, man. What day is it? Thursday.
Yeah.
Y'all missed Thirsty Thursday from college.
I wouldn't make it.
What do you mean you wouldn't?
Like, if we were to... like try to live that.
You had a lot of Thirsty Thursdays.
I did.
Let's start there.
Like, I had.
You were in college for.
You were
a long
in college
time.
From 2004 till 2013.
I had one more Thirsty Thursday.
Van Wilder.
No.
Yeah, you were Van Wilder. I can see that. But nah.
Just preyed on the young bitches.
Never.
I remember my freshman year. I had a 9 o'clock on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so I didn't participate in Thirsty Thursday. But I learned my lesson afterwards, so I didn't have. I either didn't have classes on Fridays, or I had like 11 or 12 or 1 or something like that. So
I took so many online. I should have went to DeVry.
I really should have.
I took a lot of online classes.
How do you do that?
What do you mean?
Online ain't for me,
bro. I literally paid one of the football coaches to just give me a B.
He ain't there no more.
Yeah, he ain't there no more.
Well, I ain't about to sit here in front. I gave a nigga like 80 drinks at a party.
I was about to say some time.
So come in your beard.
Hey, what's the fire? Like, y'all gonna be out of control.
Jeter, you don't need to bring back Thirsty Thursday.
Jeter older than me.
Jeter don't need to do shit.
Boy. Your Thirsty Thursday, you just got.
Jeter had a wild goose chase and he almost caught a DUI. Fuck you. Like, I'm still mad about that. I'm sitting there and had to wake up early to find your ugly ass. Anyway.
And you skipping out like Meek
Mill. I
called
him. He laughing. Looking like what the fuck is funny, dude?
Like, nigga, like we really thought you were dead.
Your wife's looking for you. Your kids are looking for you. Your brother and your cousins are looking for you.
Your nigga.
I called him. Man, I'm on the drunk bus, man. They scooped me up last night. Call your family.
They looking for
what
you.
What are you doing?
He said, like, literally, when he cut his phone on, you were the first person that, like, literally called.
Well, I legit
like,
got nervous. Like, yeah. I thought I was going to have to tell my manager, I got to drive today. Like,
no, like, cause in my mind, I'm like, I don't know if I can make a funeral. I just started, like, you know, I just started, they didn't give me time off for a nigga I knew.
I done went live.
Look, I just knew when them North Side niggas got him. I was like, oh, Lord.
So, here lately, like, I've kind of completely stopped drinking soda. So, what I've been doing now is I've been drinking sparkling water. Right, like
not the LaCroix disgusting.
I had my run with LaCroix, but I found I either drink is it
bubbly, yeah,
or ice. Water, yep. Right. So I did say I'm trying to pick up a sponsorship. Mm-hmm. So this episode of Always 5 o'clock is brought to you.
if this episode get canceled because of that, bubbly. I can see it now.
The better alternative.
I mean. So
it's got to
so
be cold.
So the thing is, it's got to be cold. The thing is, bubbly, it tastes like it smells what they're trying to have it taste like.
Gotcha.
See what I'm saying? It's like you're drinking plain sparkling water that smells like grapefruit.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Versus ice, you kind of get
the taste, whole,
you know,
a flavor.
Once it's sprinkled across your taste buds, you.
Okay.
You taste it.
You
know what I'm talking about? What
the
fuck you talking about, lame man,
nigga? What the fuck you talking about, lame man, nigga? But now, I had a Walmart sparkling water. It was the best fucking grape soda I ever had. Anyway, real talk, in case anybody didn't know, I am a guy who has an affinity for dating women with kids. Oh. And... Today I've been.
I thought you was about to say you bought an Infiniti. I ain't know.
I wish because the right side of my car still fucked up.
Let me fix it.
Yeah, nah. But I seen what's going on in your job. But
we'll get to that later.
But seriously, I wanted to like I've been you know really, you know going through my mind today like realizing there's like rules to like dating. Women with kids, like it's things you have to know to do and not do to make it successful. Obviously, it hasn't been that successful for me.
And you got five?
Five what? Five commandments.
We've got five commandments dating single mothers.
Yes. And it's weird because I wrote them down and they're in my phone. I'm gonna lie. Fuck. But anyway, the first commandment, take notes. The reason I say that is. I don't be remembering these fucking kids' names. I forget it every time. Every fucking time. I baby girl myself to death. You hear me?
Darnell. Darnell.
How the little fella doing?
How little bro doing?
Yeah. King doing?
Yeah. But no, but not only that, like, you got to really take notes because she, with the woman having kids, it's so much in the day they have to do that you need to know these things. That way... Because bitches will get annoyed after a while trying to explain to you their day or what they got mm-hmm. going after they done told you the day before or the week before. Yeah,
you gotta take their kids to karate at 4. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, stupid yeah. shit like
look,
that.
You know, gymnastics or baby got a doctor next week. So you have to take notes to know, hey, or if not, you're really, she's going to lose interest quick.
Yeah, she you're weeding yourself out.
Yeah, easily. Let's see, number two. Make plans. You have to make plans.
Weeks in advance.
Because if not, like, you'll never see them. Like, if you don't make plans, it's always going to be like...
I don't have a babysitter.
You don't have a babysitter. You don't... you got to work. She yeah. got to work. Or you have to make plans. If not, you're never going to see her. Because them rugrats always going to come first, which is my favorite thing about it. Number three, don't take it personal when she cancels.
Yeah, kids come first.
The kids come first. That's why you, more than likely, 9 times out of 10, the reason you like, one of the reasons you like her is because she's a great mother. She's a great person. She's nurturing. She's a great woman.
I thought you was going to say she don't have time to nag because she got to take care of
that's
the kids.
And that's going to be the other thing.
Okay.
One of the reasons I like it is because them kids come first, that's more me time. More time for me to jack off. More time for me to play 2K.
More time for you to cheat.
No. I don't do cheating.
This is Chitty Chat.
I don't do cheating.
Okay, sis.
But seriously, it's just more time. Like, me personally, I enjoy my alone time. So, Be with your kids. That's fine. So if you cancel, okay, cool. Like, don't be like, you know, I'm sick of this bitch. Bro. Yeah,
just, it happens.
It happens. She has kids. Them kids come first. Fuck you. When they talk about their baby daddy, this is the most important one. Damn, that's crazy. That's leave all you need that. To say. Don't say, man, fuck that nigga. Like, you want me to go ride on this nigga? No.
You gonna end up getting an unnecessary fight.
And probably get your ass whooped.
Getting shot something.
That's not your fight.
That's not your fight.
If he a trash daddy, let him be a trash daddy.
Exactly. Not only that, bro. When a nigga fight over their kids, they gonna fuck you up. Yeah, he probably ain't never want to fight until the end.
He can't lose.
He can't lose that fight.
You know what? I thought one of your commandments was gonna be not the date a bitch with kids in the winter because the little fuckers always get sick.
That's number five.
Nah, it wasn't number five.
Like, it was number six.
Them little niggas always get the flu or running nose or some stupid ass shit. Like,
so, I will say this live on air.
All your bitches got kids.
No, the girl I'm talking to, that I'm dealing with. The girl that I am texting, trying to get to know, she got mad because I tweeted that earlier today.
And she should.
Exactly. I told her. I said it was a joke, but I shouldn't have said it.
You're like so insensitive.
You just trying to make this worse on me. No, I can't wait to go to your house and just talk about all the shit you do. I'm going to go to your house and just be like, you know what? He really don't appreciate you. He really don't appreciate you.
But
seriously, like, you can't.
I think that falls into your don't take it personal.
Don't take it personal. Yeah. And then also, like, really my last rule was, seriously, it ain't all about you and her. Ask about the kids. Don't just, when y'all conversing, don't just ask how she's doing and vice versa what y'all got going on. You have to ask about the kids.
So I got a question for you.
Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm. It's a package deal.
You got to understand that's a package deal.
How soon should you meet the kid when you start dating the person?
I don't think that's...
Well, how soon should that person let you meet the
kid?
I
think she should decide that.
Because I know a bitch that started talking to a nigga 2 weeks ago and now their kids got play dates. Like...
Nah, and then... No, because then y'all leave, now the kids, like, where
Lil Johnny.
Where Shanique went.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I just... That's... Because what you don't want is, for a child, you don't want them to see that level of inconsistency, especially right. if you're in the
now your kid a hoe.
Dating. Yeah. Yeah.
Now your kid a hoe.
Because chances... Never mind.
Chances are what?
Nah, go ahead. Nah,
no, say it. I can't. This is the platform.
That will get us canceled.
We done said way worse than it. We done said way worse.
Now you're about to say they become like, wait.
Huh?
Huh?
Nah.
Oh.
Nah, I'm just saying.
But seriously.
When I used to hang out with, like, my father was married to my mom, but when I used to hang out with his girlfriend kids. I used to try to play in their pussy. Like, so yes, your child does become a hoe when you, especially if the other person got kids of like a similar age. Yeah. Range, like
you a fanger. Yeah, you a fanger.
Fanger.
But seriously, I you can't, like, when it comes to meeting the kids, you it's
my
no.
My mom always used to ask me why I'm sucking my thumb. Like, this is above you.
Sticking a thumb in the butt, asshole.
Like, just tasting ass.
Y'all
get
an asshole for Valentine's Day?
I did.
Because I sure the fuck did not.
I did not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to see the photograph.
How many times? What? You said twice?
Twice. You get no asshole? You just got a facial.
Yeah. Yeah, you did get it. And I did appreciate it. So.
Yeah, but nah. But seriously, I don't think it's a time limit, but you just got to be comfortable. Also, they need to run it by the dad, too.
Yeah.
I hate to beat it. Like, just to be honest, you have to run it by the dad.
Before you date the woman, you need to know the relationship between them and the kids.
I always ask that.
Because
is he gonna beat you? Yeah.
If the nigga show up, does he know you dating? All this good stuff. Because if he kicking the dough while I'm over here,
you ain't gonna do shit.
I'm not saying me.
Because like me, I got to protect myself.
Yeah. Call me for what? Don't
Because you going to show up.
Call me, yeah.
Both of y'all going
to
show up.
Yeah, because I have a lot of anger.
You about to drive to Georgia for a nigga that was in the drunk tank. So if I tell you, yo, it's a nigga over here trying to shoot me.
No, we were just going to his funeral, not to like, not to get him out. Like, if he was in jail, he'd just been in jail.
Oh, go lie.
Yeah,
nigga
in jail
already. Yeah, we were just scared that he might be dead. Like, damn, we got to go to a funeral in Atlanta now. But yeah.
Suits at DXL is pricey.
That's a lot. Yeah, man. That's a lot.
That's just stupid.
Yeah.
What I
need is
dark.
They're like, what's your waist size? 60. Damn.
His shirt was all of 58 and a half.
But that's a sad, that's a sad. That's like probably the saddest show on TV.
Not 600 pound life.
I mean, that
bitch stepped on the scale and that shit said 805. He said, damn. Boy, when I tell you.
Bro,
I was in tears for a week laughing at it. 805.
It's time to go
a
work.
Woman. Bro, women already when you see a woman, you're like, damn, she big as hell, but yeah, she'll be 200 pounds. Yeah. Yeah. Like, this bitch was literally 805, so imagine how big she was, bro. Like,
bro,
her nigga was 600.
They had to take the middle seats out of a 15 passenger van. Nah, for real. Like, no cap. Uh-huh. No cap. And then they had to put like a little ramp for her to roll. To scoot her out. Nah, for real, bro. I'm not even being
They
funny.
Put that bitch in a Benz Sprinter. taking her around.
Yeah, the Amazon Prime. They towed her out the bike.
She's
working on it.
I seen one of them by 600 pound shits and somebody slammed on brakes and she hit the back of the seat and couldn't get back up. Was stuck between
She sunk in.
She kept screaming like they could get out and help her.
Thank God I'm nimble.
I seen your legs.
I think I'm nimble as a motherfucker.
All right, whatever, nigga. Anyway.
This is going down.
Please set this
up. Place your bets.
Sponsored by Always 5 O'Clock. I would dust you by a second. A whole second.
MJ, who you got?
Hey, what my man, what's your man name from Lewisburg?
Trap.
Trap said that you going to win because you think you going to win, but Chad really going to beat you because he got to win. So.
Nah, I'm a really think I can win and dust Chad ass off.
What y'all trying to set this up?
I've seen you do like athletic shit.
Fourth of July. Let's do 4th of July.
It's like.
You think you can beat Tony in a race?
Look like you got to touch it down.
the syndrome?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you, bro?
Hey, so we going.
Speaking of Down syndrome.
4th of July. I don't even want to know where you're going with Down syndrome. We can't go to. We can't.
I'm about to say, would you leave? Never mind.
No,
we'll get to that.
4th of July, you really, firework, boom, go off, and then I just dust his ass in the race.
Yeah, y'all got to, firecrackers go off, y'all run.
Tony said his money on me, too, by the way.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, appreciate you, Tony. But anyway, it's Black History Month.
Have you seen Tony lately?
Yeah, Tony.
Tony versus Garnett in the follow-up, round in the second
round. I got my money on Tony still.
I don't know.
I got my money on Tony.
Yeah.
Dang,
Tony the quickest big neck I ever seen.
Tony moves, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've hooped with Tony, and that little fat fuck be hauling ass now. Like,
I've seen him take off the first. I was like, okay, yeah, he got a little speed over there. He just wide.
Tony can get up and go. Like, he ain't no slow nigga.
But like I said, Black History Month is winding down.
This is probably the worst Black History Month.
It's probably karma from me saying Black people shouldn't have a whole month.
Like, yeah, like
this is why all this shit happened.
Yeah, like a whole lot of in my 30 almost 31 years of living, this is the worst Black History Month ever.
Yeah.
That I can remember. Like you got caught, like what happened to you? That's why you ain't smoked out. You stressed out.
Scratch.
Okay.
Who said it? Gucci.
Yeah.
I'm
scratch. That was great.
But I got called a nigga. I did get called a nigga in the workplace.
By who?
by one of my technicians, one who I thought, you know,
a coworker.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, one who I thought was actually more than my technician, like actually a friend. Like this motherfucker used to call me every other day, you know, in the evening after we got off work. Mm-hmm. Granted, he was drunk, but he'll call me to talk. Weekends, he'll call me. So when he did it, it set me back 400 years. Mm-hmm. Now, for real, like, mm-hmm. I was like, fuck. Who else in this motherfucker call me a nigga when I'm not around?
Right.
And I'll be honest, man, it ain't been the same.
It's awkward everywhere.
They on,
right?
They on eggshells out there?
Well, I am.
You are.
I am.
I feel like they probably are too.
Yeah,
they seen
the aftermath of what happened, yeah.
And they ain't gonna say too. They probably ask you to do your job. Hey, Chad, are you gonna do what you're supposed to do today? And if you said no, oh, okay.
And I don't.
I know you don't want it like that. Yeah.
I don't want that.
But you gotta understand, you're talking about like people seeing that go down. Now, and it was probably loud. It wasn't like quiet. Like everybody probably heard him call you a nigga, and then the aftermath after that.
A considerable amount.
Every white person in there feels responsible for that one guy.
Right.
For him saying it.
And they also probably feel the awkwardness of you, like you said, thinking that.
They
all probably say it when I'm not around.
And I know it might not be a fair statement to make, but
it's fair to think it, if right. you ask me.
You know what I mean? Like, goddamn, like, I feel like if a motherfucker is bold enough, chances are if you're bold enough to say it to somebody in their face, it is 10 times worse when
you said it
when it's behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
Cause chances are, or a lot of times motherfuckers will be quick to say something behind your back, but won't say it to your face.
Right.
So imagine you have the audacity, the unmitigated gall
to say it in Black History Month. Yeah. Like
middle of February.
He got tired of Black History Month.
If he'd have called me a nigga on March 2nd, it wouldn't have hurt me that much.
Yeah. So, cause like you right, cause imagine the shit I say about you when you ain't here.
Yeah,
it's the same.
This fat fuck,
but it's the same.
Oh my God,
same man. Shit.
It's
yeah.
I know you said that though.
Yeah, I did.
Whatever.
Left one left.
So and you know what pisses me off about the whole thing is like it was not warranted.
Mm-hmm. How did it come about?
It was not warranted. Like, so we had y'all seen the picture I posted on my Snapchat. Somebody posted a sticker on my car that mm-hmm. said I drive a piece of shit. I thought right. it was hilarious. Because I didn't see the shit until I got home,
mm-hmm.
right? So this shit's been on my car all day. You know, I'm parading around fucking Durham with I drive a piece of shit on my right back window.
Right.
I get home. I laughed about it. I put it in the group chat. Check this out. Not everybody in the shop got a message from me.
Mm-hmm.
The people who got a message from me were people who I thought were my friends in the shop.
The people that you, okay.
Exactly. The closest people to me. Shared the laugh funny, with yeah. I know one of y'all motherfuckers did it. I'm gonna get you back. You know, everybody in the chat laughing, woo woo. That's hilarious. It's still not funnier than the dick on the gecko because remember they got me like that too when I worked for Geico.
Mm-hmm.
So the next morning, the technician that called me a nigger, he was in that chat but he didn't say anything. Next morning, he come in the office like, "What's that shit you sent to my phone? Don't send me shit to my phone, motherfucker. If I'm gonna do something to your car, I'm gonna bust the motherfucking windows out." Well, that was random, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good morning, bro. Hey, ass. I didn't let it faze me. An hour goes by. I walk out in the shop.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to hand one of my other technicians a timesheet. I seen the tech. I'm like, all right, he looked like he done calmed down. Let me go over here and just kind of try to see where his head is at. Like, try to help add some, you know, clarity to whatever he feels or felt happened. Get out of my face, motherfucker. Get out of my face, motherfucker. Cool. All right. So you're still on 100.
Mm-hmm.
I would just walk away. I walked away. He started walking behind me. You ain't nothing but a black bitch. Turned around. All right, bro. Now I'm not going to let it go.
Right, yeah.
Stop. It ends right here. For the sake of us both, let's kill it right here. Because I see where this is headed. I said you ain't nothing but black motherfucker. Okay. motherfucker, you 62, but I will put my hands on you, bro. I respect my elders, but I feel disrespected. Do it then, nigga. Okay. Okay. And I tried to rush him. I ain't even going to sit here in front. I tried to rush him. I was trying to rearrange the back of that motherfucker. I didn't care who or what was in my fucking way. And he was like, come on, nigga. So now he poked me again.
That's twice.
In my head, I'm like, I got to floor this motherfucker for the people.
Mm-hmm. But come on. Yeah.
Not for real.
Yeah. But he called you a nigga twice. They ain't called you black twice. Because if you call him a white motherfucker, it would still be like disrespectful, but not as bad. But like just to call you, like why throw that
exactly.
out there?
Exactly. And again, I don't see, if I would have provoked the situation, if I would have provoked it, like went out there and like provoked him, I would still be pissed off, but I'd be like, well, Chad, you brought this on yourself.
Bro. Right.
Right.
I seen your hair later that day and I was like, I get it. I get it. But nah, but no, seriously though, when you told me that story, like I came up with so many theories in my head of why he was so upset.
You just knew I was the instigator.
No, like even after you told me the story, I'm like, why did he come to work on a 100 like that?
Some are saying he came in fucked up, he came in drunk, he's on, you know, pain medication and he drinks vodka. Some motherfucker said he smelled like vodka walking in. Whatever.
My thing is, he had to be at a Klan meeting, right? And got a text from somebody black, and they just looked at his phone and said, what's this nigga doing texting you?
Yeah.
And then now, they beat him up. Now he got to save face. Now he got to go call you a nigga work the next day. That's the only thing I can think of. Other than that, even though, like I told you the other day, I said it's three sides to every story.
You're right.
Your side, his side, and the truth. I don't see why you lied to me, but like I thought it was like something missing, but like from his side, you know what I mean? Like what made him come to work wild like that?
Bro, before he even like, you know, came at me initially, he done got on another one of my coworkers, like walked in on some shit like somebody's gonna get hurt today. Like,
oh, he already had plans.
Yeah, so he like walked through the door. He was already on 10, like on go.
And you just so happen to be.
I felt like he stewed on that shit all night. Like, he probably couldn't decipher that I sent this shit to... He got an Android, so he probably don't even realize I sent this shit to 9 motherfuckers.
Yeah, he probably got it as a singular text message.
You know what I mean? Yeah. And he probably thinks I'm saying, you did this shit to my car, I'm gonna get you back. So he probably sat there and just stewed on it all night and just came in, worked up. I'm trying to give him benefit. Like, what caused you to go there? You know what hurts even more? And I ain't even gonna sit here in front on you. Mm-hmm. It hurts even more that I didn't knock his bitch ass out, bro.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
can I say something that is gonna piss you off?
Go ahead. I'm ready to get pissed off.
Not at you. Like, you're gonna be pissed off because I brought it up. It just speaks to poor management because he felt like he can come to work and do that. I said it.
He might have not been in the...
No, what I'm saying is, okay... He was fucked up for what
he might have
not
been in the right mind frame.
He wasn't, but I'm talking about the fact that he came to work and was like, somebody's going to get hurt today, shit like that. That's a fireable offense just by coming to work like that.
Hostile work environment.
It's a hostile work environment. I said it. I don't care.
The shit is toxic.
As a toxic nigga, I know toxic.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because he's the creator of hostile work environments.
I am, and I'm the creator. I'm like the future. I'm trying to be future junior of the toxic niggas in 2020. So I know toxic, but the fact that he came into work and was like, yeah, somebody's going to get hurt today.
Go home. You'd have been gone.
Go home. Fuck you. The fact that he came at you like, what the fuck is you sending this shit to my phone for? That was strike two. Then he went in the back and also went at people back there. He was out there wilding the whole day. It should have never even got to a point where he was calling you a nigga. Maybe, like I said, maybe your management wasn't around.
Again, that goes back to, that's, and hear me when I say this, mm-hmm. That's the normal, somewhat of the norm. Like, I don't think it's a problem because that's kind of how everybody, like, is able to work cohesively. You know what I mean?
Where you are is to like a joke.
I hate to say it, bro. Yeah. It's like
I'm not saying there's
that,
no
that shop is an anomaly. Yeah, bro. It's like, not like any other work environment.
It's like no, it's like no structure, no guidelines. I'm not saying it's not that, but like you're closer and more like personable with the people there.
And I so get
it's
it.
Like, it's more like a dysfunctional family so like, than it is a
for him to send a
corporate
text,
corporate establishment. So to speak.
You could flip it and say, Chad, why'd you send this text to everybody instead of bringing it to management?
All right, so I get that. I get it wholeheartedly, but let's put it in this perspective. Say you knock him the fuck out.
He gone.
Put him through a windshield.
He gone.
Your ass is gone. And guess what? Guess where he's at on Tuesday? Back at work.
Maybe.
You would have got fired on the fucking spot, Chadwick. And I used your whole name. Listen to me. You would have been fired on the spot for putting your hands on a white man at work. Not... Oh, he gets to come in Monday. We're going to decide if he can still stay at work. You know what I'm saying? That's why it's a toxic work environment. The fact that he can come to work, do all that, and then boom. Oh, let's have a meeting
Monday.
What
if I say I did some shit that I would consider firearm offenses and I'm still there?
Exactly. It's a hostile work environment. You need to be fired.
Or.
Like, let's be real.
I mean, in the eyes of some, that may be the case. And, I mean, do I sometimes feel as if I do... I did do something, and I look back at it like,
but the
I'm still working here.
I have.
But can you also look at it from the perspective of, let's say you're a manager of an establishment,
as I've had been before,
and let's say from majority, if not all, of your career, as that's where you've been. So the motherfuckers around you are not necessarily, you know, Your subordinates or your employees or whatever you want to call them, these are motherfuckers you've been around for 30 plus years, some 20 years. When it comes time to make a decision, you are so conflicted as to being a manager or a friend. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, my first instinct is to give you benefit of the doubt.
I get it, but also you got to look at it as, like, Mary, you probably don't make friends in your profession because as a manager, you like, I got to let these... Can Mary fire people every week, I feel like.
I guarantee you. Check this out. I guarantee you. If we're marrying this right now...
Look. And I already know where you're going. Some people, they can get away with more because of who they are in my relationship with them.
You fucking them.
No.
Or not even that, MJ. That's not even where I'm going. If you work at that particular store for the next 20 years, I guarantee
failed.
You.
I yeah, failed in life. Yeah.
You know, it depends on how you look at it. Yeah. Let's say, you know.
I got you. Go ahead.
Have you seen him?
I'm saying you're going to develop bonds and friendships and lifelong.
No, you are. No,
shit, and it's going to be hard for you to make the right managerial, not even necessarily the right managerial, but a managerial decision. It's like, fuck, man. How am I going to fire Justin when he is like a brother to me over the last 25 years? Like, you know, to you, you may feel even indebted
To Justin. For sticking through.
Yeah. For being here with me, riding the wave with me so long. So you can't necessarily call that bad management.
I can still, but... I don't use those.
By definition, by Webster's dictionary definition of bad management, yes, you can label it that way.
Right.
But it's real life, babe.
It's real life, babe.
This the real fucking deal, bro.
I know. No,
it's
I get it.
Everywhere, though.
Emotions
it's everywhere.
Are swing
yeah.
decisions
it's everywhere.
It's true.
In any establishment.
Because like, even though you've not technically been in management, but like you run the shop.
You second in command.
No, I'm not.
Well, I mean, but I'm like
pseudo technically second.
Not. Yeah,
I'm
he,
not.
Does your manager look to you?
Don't
for
you? Don't you run three people or some shit like or like
when we had teams? Like right now, we don't have teams. But I'm not.
I bet now
that's because the nigga called you a nigga.
Yeah, like yeah.
Well, look, listen. I go in there.
NWO versus
WCW. I want to do and give the most I can give.
Yeah. So, but so, okay. Well, I put it this way. Me and Marion have been in management. Even when I was in management at the bank, I had an employee. She would show up late, do whatever she wanted. But she was kind of a good employee, and
shout
she was
out
fine.
To Spy.
No, not her. but like And when I left, like when me and Marvin left, she was fucked after that. And she got fired within like 2-3 months.
Well, you fucked her before that.
And you didn't have to tell her about it. I fucked her before I was her manager, okay? Oh. Yeah, so mind your business. But yeah, like, so I get it. Like, and only reason I did look out for her because she had 4 kids. She was a good person. She just was spread thin. No, because what happened was, I let her know, like, you fucking up. And you know how I get. So she's in there crying and shit.
But you were swayed.
Because she had kids.
By emotion.
Just like right now, I'm swayed by emotion. My best friend got caught a nigga at work and I couldn't do nothing about it.
I thought
and I felt like it was everybody's fault but yours.
FDK.
You get what I'm saying?
I understand. I do. I really do.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like one of them things
can
where.
Can I have a really transparent moment with y'all?
Yeah, no, 2020.
I cried.
I bet.
I did.
But you
out
cried.
Of anger.
I cried.
Out of anger. Yeah. I would have too because you couldn't do nothing about it. Because you have to put in your mind, like, should I fuck this nigga up or should I keep my job? And it's like conflicting for you. So and you know what I'm saying? So you're. And you already have high blood pressure. So your blood is boiling.
Sizzling.
I had to fuck it up. Blood sizzling. Fried. I'm sorry, I had to do that. But you know what I'm saying, though, right?
I'm already slightly hostile and nasal.
You know what I'm saying? So, I know he's angry, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why I'm like, I was pissed at, like, the whole establishment for the way they handled it.
I was. Initially, I was. Yeah. I was mad at everybody.
Yeah, you should.
I want to smoke with everybody.
As you should. Like, even the little retarded dude that worked there, the one that Danny didn't like. I can't think of his name. But he had nothing to do with it. But I was like, yeah, I thought she going to fuck him
edit.
Up.
Shout out to Danny. Edit.
Anyway, but yeah.
Did you say shout out to Daddy?
Danny. Why would I shout out myself?
I don't know. Don't, shout out Ju.
Don't shout me out up here.
I don't do that because Ju pisses me off with that. Ju wants to be me so bad. Him and Arnold.
But we all, I mean, moving on. Like, yeah. just so y'all know, if I'm not mistaken, he has been terminated.
Good.
Well, I told my manager straight up. I looked him in the eye. I said, I ain't going to be in this motherfucker if he's here. So if that means you gotta let me go.
I think it's bad that it had to
be a decision. If that means you gotta you can transfer me or you feel like transferring me, transfer me.
You are.
But I'm gonna let you know I'm not gonna be here if this nigga is here, like on my mother.
So I just still think it's bad that it was still a decision that had to be made. I feel like it should have been just terminated off gate.
Again,
you gotta
white
give
privilege.
Again. No,
white
you
privilege.
Gotta give him due process.
No, again,
white privilege.
You just
no.
said
no.
You
gotta
you
go
just said
the
you
due
gave
process.
That little banker bitch a chance because
she had black privilege. I didn't want the black bitch
you
to go outside.
Said, exactly. So you gotta think he's been working with that particular technician over the last almost 15 years.
Don't give a fuck.
Again, you gave the black bitch a chance, didn't you?
It's one chance.
It's a process, though.
But she didn't.
But it was a chance.
It was a chance. Okay,
you gave
her an opportunity. We're talking about, you're really trying to go off.
I'm not.
You're comparing being late for work to calling somebody a nigga at work. It's two different dynamics. Two way different dynamics.
But I'm comparing the bottom line. The bottom line is that a decision has to be made.
Mm.
That's what I'm comparing. I'm not comparing the scenario.
They've got to give them.
Ray Rice beat a bitch in the elevator and got fired the same day.
Solange kicked the nigga in the elevator and got an album.
And she looked like Rick James. But, damn.
And Ricky
Rod
Williams.
Rod Nation Brunch, we ain't gonna never make it. We ain't gonna
Ricky,
never make it.
And Ricky Williams.
Yeah. Well, fuck.
Nah, but.
Either way.
It's a process. It's, like
I get it, but I.
And
anyway.
They, and it comes down to again, if that like, guy would have went and got a lawyer and was like, they didn't even give me a fair chance.
I can't. And
it
would have
been worse.
Hear me out when I say this too.
FDK.
Hear me out when I say this, Justin.
FDWP.
Hear me out when I
we ain't going. We ain't going no brunch.
Hear me out
the
when
lunch,
I say this. Hear me out when I say this.
The Oscars, the Grammys, nowhere.
Like the shit I've done at that job.
I know you done showed up smack.
Other jobs ain't putting up with it. Like I should have been let go a long time ago. So I'm grateful for every opportunity, even through the fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like even through the bullshit, like I still remain like thankful, and I a lot of times I really gotta humble myself.
But how long is that supposed to last, though? I mean, you can be thankful, but right is right and wrong is wrong. It's like one time, okay, maybe twice, okay, but three, four, no. Heck,
I got you. And again, you know, like right now, like I said, it's really been weird since I've been, you know, since the shit happened and I've been working. It's been weird.
I bet.
2 weeks ago, majority of my time would be spent inside the shop with the technicians, mm-hmm. laughing, joking, doing what I do, talking shit, just mm-hmm. doing what I do. Now I'm in the office.
Working with Richard, or whatever his name is.
I be throwing my headphones in. I don't want none of y'all motherfuckers talk to me.
Bruh, it's so hard. Like I know that's hard.
I'm telling you.
Because you spend so really much is. Time at
it,
work.
It really is, and
It's gonna be awkward for a while, bro.
You know, and what gets awkward is when motherfucker come. Are you okay? Don't pity part of me, bitch. Like, don't. I'm cool.
I don't think it has nothing to do with it. I think it has something to do with your hair too. They be like, "Is you okay? going through some things."
Yeah.
But like, it's gonna be awkward for a while, bro. Right. But it's something I'm glad you got through it. Like I said, I was pissed off, but
I'm still pissed.
You spend so much time at work.
Yeah, and you give a lot to that job.
And it's not.
That's what pisses me off the most about it.
Like,
yeah.
What do you say? The end of the month is the worst for you.
It's the busiest.
So you spend
it's fun though.
You spending so much time at work, but you at work with your headphones in, not talking to nobody. That's
somebody calls you pussy too, by the way.
That's fine. Say,
it was Nina. Beat her up when you see her. I let it happen.
I was about to shoot her niggas.
So yeah, like,
I just feel like for what you give for the company, you didn't deserve that. But anyway,
didn't deserve what?
Be called a nigga.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, but that ruined Black History Month.
Yeah, for me.
And then the big motherfucker who got beat up by the white man. Yeah, this coon.
First of all, you show up in an 80-pound suit.
Yeah.
A Power Ranger. You a Power Ranger coming to the
And then blamed it on that.
And
you know what's crazy? The way he's walking to the ring, and in my mind, I didn't say it out loud because we were watching the fight together. I was like, that suit look heavy as fuck. He wild. Yeah. I was thinking it in my mind, though. You know what I mean? Like, he wild.
I blame Chadwick Boseman.
Black Panther.
Yeah. I blame this Wakanda shit.
Yeah. It's going. Yeah. It's going too far.
Yeah. It's like.
Is this your king? Look, and then. But look, he walking there with that 80-pound suit on. The white man, smart, had four white bitches carrying him to the goddamn.
He didn't waste no energy.
He didn't waste no energy walking to the whatever the box
arena. His
why they call it a ring in this square?
His entrance pissed me off.
It took too long.
Oh, I forgot to give y'all this one little important tidbit of information.
Put it in our top pocket.
When the technician had me with management, he said the reason he called me a nigga was because I called him a shit white.
Huh?
A shit white. He said I repeatedly called him a shit white.
Well, my thing is
a piece of tissue?
What the fuck is a shit white?
I don't know. That compound cussing don't match.
You ever called somebody a shit white?
Have you ever heard me say shit white?
I've never.
No.
Exactly.
I have never even heard you call... heard you say ass wipe, and ass wipe is like the
exact. That's exactly what I said, bro. It's like, bro, you could have come up with something more believable. You could have said I uttered a racial slur towards you. That would have probably been more believable, and I don't even say those words.
White people have racial slurs. Cracker, I guess.
Y'all probably have never heard me say that word either.
I've never heard you say it.
I've heard you say it.
You've never heard me say that. I mean, crackers.
You called me half saltine one time. I made it up, right? Seriously.
I called him a shit white. Yeah, that's gonna be the name of this episode.
Shit white.
Yeah,
fuck.
Deontay Wilder. Come on now.
Come on, man. The worst part about this is me watching Chad bet after round four.
He was dead then.
He was wobbling and bleeding.
Zooted.
We had got a little bent earlier in the day.
And I get it. And mind you, Trap came through, Lee came through, B came
through.
Yeah.
The,
Yeah, so it's also suppression now.
Yeah, it was a
toxic
environment.
It was a toxic environment. So we
I'll slap.
So, but we are. And Lee might be the smartest nigga I know. Shout out to my best friend.
He don't say much.
He don't say much.
He an observer.
Exactly. He was observing the fight, and Chad wasn't. Chad said, I'll put 20 on him right now that Tyson, that Deontay Wilder come back and win the fight. Lee was like, all right, I'll take that bet. Mind you, Deontay Wilder bleeding out the side of the ear, wobbling.
It was a bottom of the fourth.
Yeah, I mean, and he was fucked up. Yeah,
at that point, he got knocked down.
In the fourth.
Once or twice. No.
It was in the third, yeah.
Third. But you remember Tyson Fury said he was going to knock the nigga out in the second. He was close.
Yeah, he knew. He was like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm reading these comments and this is funny. Yeah.
But like, seriously though, like, we don't pay attention to heavyweight boxing no more because it's not as fun like as like them little niggas. We even watched the fight before that fight. Yeah. It was like two fights before, and them two little it was Mexican. A Mexican and a Filipino was going at it, and it was like a great blow.
Looking like anime.
Bro, that shit was exciting, bro. It was a sight, and then it was like them two. It was two heavyweights before them, and like
that shit was kind of
and Jody Breeze not MJ the fuck out, man. Yeah.
Dang, and y'all ain't helping.
Boxing is boxing, baby. Oh, yeah. That's just like when Deontay Wilder. I was a little upset at first because they stopped the fight. I was like, damn, that was premature, but they threw in the towel. I was like, that been one of y'all. Y'all just had to die, bro. And y'all got to get up and fight. My grandma always told me, get up and hit him back. Shit.
Bro, that nigga equilibrium. Nah, he tried to tackle that nigga.
They said equilibrium way too many times, and it was pissing me off.
Bro, too. That's like the word toxic.
Yeah,
For real, I had to get knocked out.
Yeah, you had to knock me down.
In my mind, at that point.
So you want Apollo Creed?
No.
Yeah.
Corner man.
Once.
Rocky. Yeah, right.
Once I'm fucked up, I'm still thinking about the purse I'm going to take home. Bro, just get knocked out for the 25 mil, bro. Deontay Wilder still took home 25 million for throwing in the towel. Into what, seventh round?
You know what's crazy? He's going to have to get a trainer to teach
him. He fired his trainer.
He's got to.
That was his homeboy, right?
Niggas said, I wanted to go out on my shield, bro. Like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
Not only that, bro. Like, they got to teach him how to box.
Yeah.
He don't know how to box.
That overhand right ain't work this
time. No.
Tyson knew I got to get up in him.
I'm telling you, though. The reason I
that put... That nigga walked through all his punches.
MJ, throughout my smackness, the reason I put money on Deontay Wilder is all it takes is one fucking mistake.
One punch, yeah.
All it takes is one mistake, bro.
One. And I know that.
One.
And I was with you. I think every black person was with you hoping that one mistake happened. You know what I mean? Because we were there please.
Bro, by the second round when the nigga kept laying on the ropes, I'm like, yeah, it's not going to be a long fight.
Yeah, because the thing was, like, Tyson knew if I keep spacing between us, he's going to knock me the fuck out.
So you also know what Tyson Fury did, right?
Gain weight.
He didn't gain weight. It was all water. The nigga drank like 16 pints of water before he got on the scale. Mm.
And then made West face go up.
So it made Wilder think that he was heavier than he was.
Yeah.
Bro, sweated that shit out. Went back to the room,
ran it off, pissed it out, and went back water weight is it's real dense, so it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
That you be blaming.
It is water weight. So the nigga was like legit.
You a water bed.
Your water bed. That's one of MJ's best ones. I ain't gonna lie. He called your water bed. I can see you slushing around now. Look, he told us earlier we didn't want no smoke, but he said he ain't have no jokes. But seriously, make your point, bro.
But I think Tyson Fury was like
Tyson Fury is a better boxer, bro.
He is. His footwork is impeccable.
Like he literally went in there with a strategy and executed.
Bro, he sucked his neck, bro. Like
he
licked his neck with the blood and everything. Up,
like better than I licked
like,
bitches.
Yeah,
and
I'm
nasty.
I do to Plaza. Like yeah, that little flick tongue shit right on the clip. That's what he did. Yeah. I'm like, Tyson knows something.
Nina, what I want you to understand, it's not about boxing. It's about us losing in Black History Month. Understand that. It like Chad got called a nigga and Deontay Wilder got his ass whipped by a white man.
Yeah,
get carried by four bitches.
This
This yeah. is March.
It's the worst way.
This
episode gonna drop on March 1st,
and it ain't 28 days this month, so we still got
like, we fucked
one more week. Something else gonna happen,
bro.
Damn, we
till Saturday.
Shit, you know what's gonna happen? Boosie gonna do something else. Come on, man. Don't cut his dick off, bro. Don't chop off his dick, man.
Bro, like, come on, bro.
He said, let that little boy be gay, man. Just let him be gay.
What if he get about 16, fall in love with a woman, he would chop his dick off, man.
Oh, my
Boosie
God.
Boosie buddy, bro.
That's why we need to.
Come on, man.
Just incorporate Black history with all history. Because in February, we got the shortest month.
Hey, you know, it's almost safe to say, like, motherfuckers are out to prove a point. Like,
yeah, we shouldn't have it.
Yeah.
We shouldn't have it.
Motherfuckers are out to let us know that.
Be recognized and be happy.
Yeah. But shout out to Boosie. He's trying to make a plastic back.
Y'all seen that little girl get walked out of handcuffs?
Nah,
I
seen. You told me about it earlier. But
she was like,
how
old
was she? Four.
I mean, she had to be like, nah,
she was in elementary school,
good. 6 or 7.
Well, you told me what was the story again?
So she was wilding on the teachers. Yeah, she was wilding on the teachers, smacking them up, kicking them, hitting them, blah blah blah.
Oh yeah, and they couldn't
control her, so they called the police.
Mm-hmm.
Police came in through the cuffs.
It was
on
a black kid, right?
Yeah,
and it was white cops, but.
That's where they're trying to make the issue, right?
Yeah, and I get it. You know, can it be a traumatizing experience for a child? What I could appreciate about the video is the cops were in no way, form, or fashion aggressive.
Okay.
Like, they did what they had to do to put an end to, like, the fucking bullshit. Like, we ain't gonna let this kid sit here and terrorize an entire fucking school, and y'all don't want us to do nothing because she's 8, 7 years old.
You know what the problem is? Can y'all beat y'all kids at home?
They can't, bro.
No,
because 2020 is sensitive, bro.
The kids are making the decisions.
Cops. Yeah,
the kids are making their own decisions.
The kids
decision.
Calling cops. I remember when I was a child growing up, and I looked at my mother and I said, "I'm gonna call the police."
What she say?
She brought me the cordless house phone we had in the house.
Call them,
huh? Hey, here you go.
Kids don't feel their
pain.
And as
she's stretching the phone to me, she's kicking my head off. Like, one swift motion. Boom.
Kids ain't scared of their parents. Y'all want to talk to them. Hey, what's wrong? This is why this is wrong.
Yeah, run away. Run, bitch.
Where you going?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you already know that, one, you ain't going to eat wherever you going, so you coming back.
Kids, these days, I'm running away. Timmy, no. Please, no.
Go stand in the corner.
Do you know how much free time I'm going to have if you leave? Go home, bitch. All right,
goes back to your first point. Them commandments, boy. Yeah. Tell your kids to run away.
Go ahead, run away. See, because he can come see me.
So,
see the fuck?
So the MJ.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you're the resource officer in the school.
Mm-hmm.
You have a second grader raising fucking hell in the hallway, tearing down the posters, going ham. Swinging on teachers, swinging on the principal.
Swinging on me.
Swinging on you. How are you going to go about restraining? how are you going to go about restraining that child?
You got, bruh, like, there's no way. You can't talk to kids like that. So you've got to, you got to throw the cuffs on them or body slam them. FDK.
But them kids.
I had a resource officer named Officer Stan back there. Bruh. Hit floor you. Quick.
100. I had one that would tackle floor you. Literally tackle you.
Is it not? So nobody
that
else.
That nigga coming in like a DN off the edge.
Yeah. Did nobody else thinks it's fucked up that elementary schools have to have student resource officers now?
Bruh, I didn't have one in elementary.
That's what I'm saying.
I had one in high school.
I had several teachers like, how are the kids? And granted, I live with a teacher, so hire the kids. She said,
horrible.
Or they have said, like, we were bad in school, but our bad was passing notes around the class. Our bad was the little jokester in the corner cracking jokes, everybody laughed.
They got stale.
Our bad was shooting papers to the trash can across the classroom. The kids being bad these days is
smoking weed.
Kids bringing guns to school. Kids bringing knives to school. Kids smoking weed. Kids running up on teachers. Like,
you know what it is, right?
Like, it's two different kinds of bad. Like,
you know why, right?
Why?
We didn't have social media.
Is it the influence of?
I think so. Because they see shit on social media now. And it's just like one of those things where they want to duplicate it.
Like, the worst shit we would do when we were in school is when the teacher said, I'm going to call your mother. And
do
you
it then.
You got the balls enough to say, call it in.
And then the second worst thing is getting home and taking the phone off the hook. So
yeah, exactly. Family. Yeah.
Like, dang on, like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, we were bad. Like, so we did have a student resource officer in middle school, but it won't. So I was in middle school 4 years. Don't laugh. Fuck you.
I didn't say nothing.
Hey, I just want to let niggas know.
Niggas want to talk about when niggas want to talk about me in college. This nigga couldn't even pass from
college.
Me.
Is different. I took 5 years to graduate college. You took 7.
Hold on. So first of all, you took 5 years and 4 years, nigga. You was in school 10 extra years.
Yeah, yeah. I graduated 24.
Go ahead.
But now, we had one like the last 2 years of like so my 7th and 8th grade year. We had a student resource officer, and that's because like, I ain't gonna lie, in middle school, that's when like. Kids' hormones all fucked up, and they started doing a lot of fuck shit and fighting and stuff. We didn't fight in elementary school. We started fighting in middle school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
we used to go to Harris Street. Hmm? That's where niggas go after school for the fights. Harris Street.
They fought in the projects where I'm from.
Yeah.
Harris
Street, the hood.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. And what's weird is, like, where I grew up at, so... You've been to my grandma and them house. I'm right. In the country. So there's an elementary school out there. Then it's a school in Lewisburg. So, but then when we go to middle school, both those schools go together. So, like, it was like a different dynamic for us when we went to middle school. They already been fighting the elementary school. We hadn't. Like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like, these kids bad. Like, I don't see nothing wrong with restraining nigger. So, let's put this in perspective. If they put her in a straitjacket, would y'all be just as angry?
Nope. We want to know why. Because they would label her as... They will label her as something some psychologist or whatever they call it.
They would have said she has a mental illness.
She has a mental illness.
So, but they would have let her get away with it. They
would have been fine with that.
So then why? So now they just need to carry around straight jackets.
It's the label. Like, if you can label it and pinpoint it, they don't have a problem with it.
No, I take that back. They're gonna find something wrong with that. Oh, now you gonna label this baby crazy?
You know what schools are saying now? That's a manifestation of their behavioral disorder.
Man,
you
don't leave me
the fuck alone.
Beat me the fuck alone. Kids, please beat your kids.
I ain't gonna say beat your kids, whoop them.
Bruh, I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna tell you like this.
Fuck them kids. I'm just saying, like, don't beat them.
In middle school, my assistant principal was state champ wrestling. He'll let people know. And he would body slam niggas, like girls and everything. I ain't gonna say
anything.
And
the crazy part is, these kids today getting bucked when we grew up in rougher times.
Right.
Nigga, my mama told the teacher one time, yo, if he act up, do what you gotta do.
That's exactly what it is, bro.
These kids ain't never had their lights on. These kids ain't never had to know when they was gonna eat.
They
wearing Jordans. We didn't wear Jordans until we got refund checks in college. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I went Payless for school shopping, nigga.
Like, what? That's what I'm saying. And these kids is angry.
They not humble.
It's, you know what it is?
Fourth graders have an iPhone 11 Pro Max. It's like, what are you doing with that?
You know what it is? Because these kids, so a lot of these, you know what I'm saying? A lot of these kids, they parents our age because they was thotting. You know what I mean? Yeah, so true. Them kids are making up for what they went through growing up. So now they kids some fuck niggas. I hate to say it. Man, you out here spitting on the table, cuz.
Not yet.
But anyway, man, seriously. Somebody brought to my attention. So there was a nigga who kidnapped a white woman and made her watch Roots.
Yeah. And he got arrested.
Yeah.
Why?
He said he was trying to teach her about racism.
All right. We seen Get Out. I don't understand what was so wrong with what he did. Like, fuck you, Judy, for calling the cops. But anyway, man.
That's funny.
What? Because I called her Judy? Or,
nah, Florida niggas been on 10. Like, so you know
Florida man.
So a Florida man dies after being left in a suitcase. Him and his bitch was playing hide and seek.
Say what?
Him and his bitch was playing hide and seek and she couldn't find him, so she just left him there. And he couldn't get out of the suitcase. Like, He a goofball.
He a goofball. How he get in there?
I don't know. And this other Florida man that worked at a hospital got arrested for sucking a 65-year-old toes. Like, you a different kind of horny.
Bruh, some fetishes out here now.
Like, boy, niggas is paying for feet pictures.
Like, is it weird I've, like, developed a fetish for, like...
I knew what I wanted to bring up. I got a bone to pick with you.
Lord Jesus Christ. I'm about to
say, damn. I'm glad you interrupted my fetish talk, because I'm about to say it myself.
And this is related to y'all faggot-ass fetishes, actually.
Who?
Stop saying faggot. Sorry.
Gay-ass fetishes, right?
It ain't get no better.
MJ, you want your ass ate?
I never said that.
I do.
I never said that.
Like, I feel as men, where do we draw the line on this shit?
You so to be fair, let's bring up the whole conversation we had.
Okay.
It was a picture I posted in our
group. He posted in the group.
It was like a crazy position with two girls and a dude.
It was a pretzel.
Okay, we'll call it the pretzel. Yeah. We'll call it the pretzel. I said, if this happens or the opportunity happens, I'm gonna let it. Justin said, I agree.
I want smoke, is what I said.
This nigga Chad said, where do we draw the line?
He said, y'all niggas gonna be sucking dick. Where do y'all draw the line? I said, sucking dick is where we draw the line. Eat my ass.
10 years ago, you wouldn't have said that shit.
I don't know.
Yes, I would.
10 years ago, you probably frowned upon eating a bitch ass. Like, now you want your ass ate.
Have you met me?
I'm 33 years old.
Next, you're going to be like, you know what? Maybe sucking dick ain't. Tank was right.
See, no.
You know what?
See, no.
So, let me explain something. The first time I got my ass ate was at 19.
You got raped.
Yeah.
Statutory rape.
Nah, I was wrong. So, that's not how statutory works. But the first time I ate ass, like woman's ass, was 16.
Well, how old were you when you ate a man's?
What's wrong with you, bro? Like, I never ate a man's at 30. <What's wrong? laughs> But seriously, but like, let me be honest. I don't mind getting my ass ate by a woman. Long ass.
You're not on all fours.
No, as long as my legs ain't bad. I just feel like that's a little too much. Like, both legs back. Like, but no, I don't mind it happening. It's not something I require.
No, it's do you finger girls when you eat their pussy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What you about to say?
You're gay.
Because I finger girls tonight.
Yeah. Why? When you get your ass ate, you get fingered too.
Huh?
What? Where do you get that from?
I feel like
that's personal preference.
Nah, I feel like that's just like a natural motion. I just feel like you going with tongue and finger. You know what I mean? Like,
you feel like, bitch, you about to do the same thing?
Am I lying? Tongue and finger. You got paid. I'm convinced.
Try.
Yo, how much time we got left?
No, like, get seriously.
No,
but that's weird. Don't ever put that on me. Like I said, it's not like get my ass ate something that's happened. It's not something I want. Like, I require.
So you
bitch got to get my, got to eat my ass.
Hey, fuck.
You want to get shit wiped.
Hey, man. Hey, look. Yeah, go ahead, bro. Anyway.
I guarantee.
Don't put your finger in my ass.
Bro. Yeah, you'll die.
Yeah, like, I'm literally smacking your forehead.
Yeah, she walk in talking about she gonna put a thumb in your butt.
Hey, look, seriously, Future and Lil Baby have taught me in 2020 that being toxic is not all that bad.
Being toxic is the new black.
Yes, so from now on in 2020, I am gonna
engage in nothing but toxicity.
You know what?
I'm gonna ride for my niggas and lie to my bitch. Hey. And if she tell me she love me to death, I'm gonna tell the whole stop breathing. Okay?
You know what, Justin? Ooh. Your five commandments, throw them out the window.
What?
You don't need to be. You don't need to be patient with them. You gotta just be toxic. Don't remember the kid's name.
Mm-hmm.
What's little Timmy name? You wrong? I don't care about your kids.
Right?
You gotta
right.
let them know.
And I'm in like FDK. This. Bitches love toxic niggas. Good night.
Bitches love me.